Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring shift on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. You may as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so pleased to be here today with you. We're live on Facebook, and I'm in the mood for shifting some energy. If any of you are also in the mood for shifting energy, 1-800-930-2819. I have a purring kitten on my lap, which is always a good sign. Lots of megahertz of love purring up. So if you hear that hum, it's actually a little bit quieter here. You may have noticed I sent in some pictures of the last week on the radio show. There was like four cranes here and a crane over here because they're building a townhouse across the street, and they were putting the second floor lumber on. And then down here, they're building a $3 million bridge. So it was just noise. And there was a huge bit. It was just fascinating to watch. Fascinating. Like this huge bit and this huge crane. And they're drilling like it was for hours because they're putting the posts in for the bridge. And I'm really, really happy about that because the bridge is really, really needed that work because there's a lot of children going back and forth on it. And so, you know, it's noisy, and it's thrown my schedule off a little bit, but I'm cool with it. The engineers here are doing a really good job, and they're clean. My neighbor and I were just saying it's dusty. Oh my God, it's so dusty. You can't even believe like the wind comes up because they're digging and, you know, and lifting up pavement. And it's just like, she said, I can't stand it anymore. And I'm like, no, it'll all be over in September. So much for a quiet summer, but that's, you know, improvement, and it really did need to be done. So sometimes that's just progress. Sometimes progress can seem a little bit, not straightforward. And that's why I called my programs Call to Dance. My energetic upgrade programs are called Call to Dance, because if life was just always going forward, you would be marching through life. And instead, you know, in nature takes two steps forward and one step back with the Fibonacci series of numbers. It's like it reaches back in time for one, two reaches back in time for one, and then it becomes three, and then three becomes five, and it reaches back in time for, and this is how it's a dance. You can't always have one way be the way all the time and not have fairness or an evenness in between different groups and everything that's happening. And there's so much happening on the planet right now that it's important that those of us that are able to be in the center of the storm at the times that we are able to be, that we use that in a beneficial way to empower others to also stay calm at this time, and, you know, to use our common sense and get through this time with kindness as much as possible. Having said that, there's a lot of, we had that full moon, and there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of anxiety. And this is something that one of the most precious nuggets of information that I received when I was working on my face yoga certification. And I did get my certificate in the mail, and I'm going to do a video and get that out. I'm starting to do videos now for my website. But I was so excited to get it in the mail. And one thing that really, really stuck out is what Fumiko said about when people are doing, like, you have to know what your why is, so that when times get hard, when you're working on something, or when things get really, really tough, that you go back to your why. And your why is what's going to bring you to the end, not your the accolades or whatever. The outside furnishings of success are really beautiful, but it's important that we also recognize that, you know, there's a lot of people going through a lot of different things, and depending on culture and, generation is really huge also. So these things are something to think about. And it was so, like, I mean, it was loud and crazy, and it was getting like loud again here. And I had like, so I'm doing my face yoga at 6 a.m. or at 5 a.m. now. I almost have a set of videos. So pretty soon with my face yoga, what you'll be able to do is come on. I'm going to change it up a little bit now that I've had more. We went through a few different platforms, and I really love the Demio platform that we're using. I'm getting more and more comfortable with it. And so I'm starting to work on the actual videos for the programs. All the PDFs are done. All the assignments are done. My professional color inner, I think she's completed the last one. And so all of this is getting ready to be done. And at the same time, the video schedule threw me off. So those of you who were looking forward to jumping off the cliff with me on April 1st with the baby steps, I just couldn't get it done with the noise here. And what I'm doing now is I'm changing my schedule around again a bit, but I needed a week to do that so that I can do the video in the evenings when they leave. Because this is probably, if they have 2 or 3 or 4 more of those piles to dig, it could be noisy during the day in particular. So that's kind of what I've been like really noticing. And so I'm going out, and I decide, oh, I'm going to go for to the store, and I have to go all the way along the long way. And I think that's beautiful. I'm going to go down to the beach, just take in some fresh lake air, and just, you know, enjoy the scenery. And on my way back, I'm walking back, and I'm about 4 or 5 blocks from home. And I notice like these birds, they're all acting really, really weird. These little finches in this tree. And I'm like, I can see they're really, really upset. And then there's like a driveway there, and there's 2 vehicles, and I'm looking, and I can see there's like about 7 or 8 of them. And there's a bird laying down on the ground there that I thought it was dead, but it, like, I could see it was so wild. These birds, they weren't pecking at it. They were jumping on it and trying to make it get up. And I realized, oh my God, this bird is alive. And these guys are trying to, like, these are its family trying to get it up. Like, and so I went and I picked it up because I could see it was in shock, and I held it in my hands, and I held it here, and I just walked around and I talked to it, and I warmed it up because I could see it was in shock. And then it started to move after about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And then the next thing you know, it was wiggling. And so I took it back and put it on the grass, and it just flew away. And I was so happy, and they were all happy. And I thought, wow, if birds can do that, I've never seen anything like that in my life, with the birds actually, it was like they were trying to do CPR on this bird almost, trying to get it to get up, you know. And I was so happy when it was able to fly right away. It must have, you know, hit a tree branch or something. Maybe they were learning to fly. Yes, about 4 or 5 days ago, my neighbor and I were outside in the yard, and I have this one, you know, it's about a 90 to 100-year-old cedar tree. And it was just full of these little birds, and her and I had never seen them before. And the whole tree was just, it sounded like babies, like hundreds of them. And we were both standing out there because she's lived here 9 years and I've lived here 8. And we were like, can you hear that? Like, is it just me or can you hear that too? Like, it was like all these baby birds and they were teeny, teeny birds that they all hatched at once. And it was like the whole tree was just full of all this beautiful orchestra of these babies singing. And I thought, wow, like, you know, when you're home, there's some things that you get to notice. And so, you know, that's sort of what I'm finding for a lot of people right now. A lot of people are saying to me, I don't know who I am anymore. Like, some people have been off work and now they've gone back to work and they're saying, I don't know if I even want to do this job anymore. And I don't even know what I saw in it. And I don't like how it's changed and it's not how I saw it. And that's not how I want to do it. And then there's other people who are really, really terrified to go out. And there's people who are angry because they can't. And so we have to, when we're in these times right now, it's really important that we recognize that people, you don't know what's happened to people. you don't know what maybe they have lost. I have one client that lost her mother, her father, and her brother all in 2 months. I just had a client who lost her old dog yesterday. Well, not yesterday, a few days ago. And that may sound, well, it's just a dog, but it's not just a dog. It was a family member. And she was away and she wasn't able to go be with it. And the dog the dog went down and she knew. So I'm very good at communicating with animals like that. And I have communicated with her dog because her dog got hit by a tractor, got run over by a tractor at one point. And I corrected the dog and she got back up. But this time, big dogs sometimes will do that. My Afghan hound did that. She was running one day and the next day, I was like, hey, and I realized, hey, where is she? Cause she would climb up the stairs and my bedroom was upstairs. And sometimes I'd have to help her on the bed and she would lay on the bed. She was a big dog. She wasn't supposed to be on the bed, but she was 13 and she was allowed now, you know? And that dog, I realized she didn't get up that morning and I went downstairs and she couldn't. And that, you know, that afternoon I had to let her go. And so I'm putting a big heartfelt love out to you. If you're listening now, the dog feels totally at peace. And we're going to take a short break. I see we have a caller. When we come back, we'll do some energy shifting here and see if we can't get moving into better. We'll be right back after this short message.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm, their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we are also live on Facebook. I am so happy to join you today, and we do have a caller who's been patiently waiting. I've been talking about how so many people have been feeling like they're just sort of displaced maybe a little bit, and I'm talking about how we can maybe move towards a strong future by putting some energy into it together here today to work towards a strong income, outcome, but an income would be good. That's part of the problem. That's what the problem is coming up for a lot of people, is their income, or I should more say their lack of income. Okay, so I know that we do have a caller, so yeah. Can we please put her on?
Yeah, we've got Marcy from Kelowna. Marcy, you are on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Hi, Marcy from Kelowna. Is this the Marcy from Kelowna that I've met at the fair, et cetera?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, there we go. Correct. I can tell by your beautiful voice.
Thank you. It's so good to listen to you on the radio. Excellent. I'll get to my question or my statement.
Okay.
And you're familiar with this. It's to do with my son, the oldest. And, of course, him and his common law partner have split up. And the four grandchildren have now moved to Creston. Mm-hmm. And this happened back in October. My ex-daughter-in-law is not allowing us to talk to the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's allowed it like maybe three times since the middle of October.
Okay.
And so my thoughts are I'd like to clear the energy between the two of them, that communication take place, because there is a court order in place.
Okay, so
my other concern is for the grandchildren.
Well, of course. So that as soon as you started talking about this, I can feel the words, like the pain in your throat, just even speaking these words. And so we're just going to strengthen this for you and for your whole family and for other people who are listening in right now. A lot of people are saying to me, oh my God, like, the world has gone to shift, like totally. And I found out this about this person and that about that person and da 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 da. And I say that for myself personally, being so busy, being a busy bee, and then taking the time to be the queen and stay in the nest a bit and, take a look at what's going on. We asked for 2020 vision in 2020, and I feel like much of what what we're seeing happening on the planet right now, much of the anger, much of what's going on was already for sure happening before. And we are now getting clarity about how really, like, a lot of situations were way worse than we thought they were, or weren't as bad as we thought they were at all. And that's because it never is what you think it is. So whenever there are children involved, and especially young children, I always feel that unless there's mitigating circumstances that would make it unbeneficial for the children to be with a parent that is unstable or something, then it is always best for the children to be able to be loved by both parents. And so we're going to strengthen that. And also quite often, and I love this about you, Marcy, is that there's not much you can do as a grandmother in this situation except watch. And that's very challenging to do, very challenging to do. And so I just want to say to you, thank you, because you're brave enough to call in and express your concerns around this. And I just want you to know, you for sure are not alone with situations in families right now that are upset. There's, I'm talking to different variances of people. And what I find is the people that I have worked with in the past, and I've worked with you at the fairs, and you've come to some of my talks when I was allowed to speak at events, people want a magic pill, and there isn't a magic pill. And people want the government to do something. You are the government. We are the government. So we have to remain calm and as the elders of the situation, because I don't care what anyone says here, what age group you're in. When I test it, I still say that the weakest group right now are the ones that were supposed to leave to go to university, to start their lives, to like the high school ending, going into college, and college ending, going into career. Those people still come up. That generation comes up as the weakest and hardest hit. And then these young children, the ones your age, thankfully, because I've met your grandchildren, there's lots of them. And yes. Very, very intelligent, beautiful children, and clearly loved. And so, the thing is that your grandchildren have a very strong foundation of parents, both who love them. That's apparent by just the way they were when I met them. Now, they're not afraid of people or afraid of situations. So we're just, or they weren't when I saw them. That was a couple of years ago. So it's important to recognize that whenever you're dealing with children, number one is that we're always clearing energy to strengthen the children to get what they need. And each child is an individual and will have different needs in the same situation, depending on their age, their sex, whether they're going to school, whether they're not. And it's so challenging right now. I'm talking to parents both parents. I have one family that both parents found themselves unemployed now, and they're used to being healthily employed, and their children are used to them being employed. And we have a lot of families that maybe are dysfunctional, and those children have been living like that for a long time. And when those children are not going to school, there's no reprieve for them. And so there's all sorts of things going on all around the world. And that's why I'm saying for myself, my children are grown adults, and as a mother and as a grandmother, I'm not a grandmother, but by the time you're a grandmother, you know, a lot of the women that I talk to who are grandmothers, they love it because it's kind of like, okay, you're looking after them for a few hours and then you give them back. Like my mom, she used to flip them some money and send them to the store and let them buy as much candy as they wanted. And so she said, I'm their grandmother and I'll do that if I want to. And so this is more how a lot of people picture the grandmother role. And for a lot of people right now, a lot of people that didn't think they would have to are raising children or helping their children raise children. And when you think about that, I just want you to get in touch with it. The family scattering in that. Families do scatter and then they come together, and sometimes they have more appreciation for each other. And so we're going to strengthen that. And just what's coming up, I just wanted to get a number from you. I forgot to get a number, a baseline as how you feel on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, I'm just freaking out about this. I miss my grandchildren. I'm worried about them. And 0 being, I know in good time that this will all pass and it will be resolved. And my grandchildren can feel my love. That's the 0 point where your it's coming up. Your major concern is that your grandchildren may have a perception that you don't care about them. And so I just was correcting that. It came up. I wanted to and energetically just shift that for you, because your grandchildren have a very clear idea that you love them. It's very strong. So just get in touch with that, Marcy. What number are you at right now?
Yes, I'll give you a number, but the biggest concern is I think they think their father has abandoned them. And he hasn't. He's fighting on this end, but there's lots of situations happening. And the other part of this is my ex-daughter-in-law is now living with another man and has just had another baby in January, end of January, a little girl.
Okay, so we're not going to mention names. Okay, we're not going to mention names. We're just going to strengthen. Whenever a baby comes into a situation, we're going to strengthen for everybody to welcome that baby in with open arms.
Yes.
And we're going to strengthen any of the karma that may be unresolved. It's actually coming up that it's been resolved, but now it's going skipping another generation back. And so this is coming up for a lot of people. If you hang on over the break, we're just going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, I'm just going to work on this a little bit on the break. And when we come back, I'll check in with you and just see how you're feeling about it. Okay?
If you
are you able to? Pardon me?
I'll give you a number. It's 8. You asked me.
Okay,
for a number,
8 right now. Good. 8. Okay, so that's good because I felt like you were at about a 10,000. So,
well, if you multiply it out, it probably is a 10,000.
Okay. All right. So, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be right back. We're live on Facebook. Call in 1-800-930-2819. We're strengthening the future for these young children and also for everybody else listening in and everybody who's not. We'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at myturnlifecoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're also live on Facebook. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. We are talking to Marcy, who's calling in regarding a situation with her four grandchildren, now a fifth one by step-grandchild, I guess. And so we want to strengthen. A lot of people don't realize when we left off, I just want to say that Marcy was at an 8, and it felt like a 10,000 when she called in because she hasn't been able to see her grandchildren. So what I want to do is I want to strengthen this for you, Marcy, and for all people that are separated from loved ones right now. It was the same as the energy from the dog that when that client couldn't be there for her dog. And when you're not neutral yourself, it can be really challenging to do energy work because you need to be neutral to do it. And it's very challenging to get neutral about the people that we love the most. And so, but if a mother and a grandmother can see a strong future for her grandchildren or her children, then the outcome for those children is more likely to be much more powerful. And so that's what I'm energetically shifting and getting in touch with when another baby comes in. Even if that baby is from outside of the other family, we need to strengthen because that baby has brings in another element to these other children and just the difference in the house and everything. So we're just going to... it's coming up karmic ties. That's not unusual when a baby comes through. We're going to strengthen that. You know, if you think of each child, and we're just going to put them in a pentagon there. And we're going to strengthen each child to each other. And then each, like, to their sibling. And all the way around the pentagon. And then we're going to strengthen them. What I like to strengthen for children who have a lot of parents such as this and who have dysfunction happening where they're not able to be with all the parents, it's important for these children to be able to connect and feel the love coming from you. And the thing is about babies and animals is that quite often you can just send them, you know, flashes of really like hugging them and loving them. They energy goes by feeling. And so when we're in a vibration where we feel like we need to fight for our children or we need to fight for anything, what happens is it actually lowers our vibration and it makes it more challenging for us to rise above and be able to see with an eagle's point view, what is really going on here. And so what we want to do is we want to strengthen all the interconnections between these children and strengthen the interconnections between purposeful communication. The problem with this is like right now in particular with the pandemic and everything, it's very challenging to get anything done. I've been like hours and 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 hours on the phone myself dealing with like when you call in and you're on the phone for hours, like, you know, like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then they accidentally hang up. And this is because there's a lot of people right now that are short-staffed, and there's a lot of people that are out of work that are used to being in work. It's an uncomfortable feeling when you're used to working and you're just told, hey, you just can't work anymore. You know, hey, deal with it, whatever, like just suddenly, boom. And so this is really important to recognize. These are factors that are coming up, not just for this family in particular, but when we add children to the mix and we add parents to the mix, we can look at that from the perspective of good and bad or weak and strong. So we can strengthen the purposeful communication between the siblings to begin with in the family, in the home, and then strengthen the communication between what's coming up next is the new member in the family and each sibling, strengthening their bond and the love that they have with that sibling. And I'm just strengthening that. I'm seeing that like kind of like a pentagon star, a starfish, so that they're all together, that they're a family unit. These siblings are a family unit. And then within that family unit, they have even more family unit. And the way I don't generally work with children at all, I mean, I'll joke with them and stuff, but I generally work with the parents. Children under the age of 10 are acting out their parents' shift, basically. And so do pets have a tendency to do so too. So what we want to do is we want to strengthen that, you know, all the people involved in this, everybody involved, that the goal is for these children to feel supported, to feel loved, and to feel special, to have this many people in their lives who have this much concern and want their well-being. And so we're going to strengthen that they can open their hearts up to that, that just in general. And just in general, when I'm speaking of this and people who are listening in and they feel the energy of a grandmother asking, please, universe, God, whoever that is that you feel, that the source energy that you go to, that, you know, if a mother and a grandmother, we need to be able to see strong future for our children on this planet. And it's fundamental to their well-being that we do. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you. And I'm working on not just you, but quite a few other people that are also in the same situation. Not the same situation. And a lot of times people will say, oh, what's one more kid when you've got two? It's one more. Which you find out after you have one more. One more child is another child for 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years, 70 or 80 or 90 or 100 if you're so fortunate. So this is a huge responsibility. And so we want to strengthen that everybody involved has the special needs of that special individual child in perspective here, and that we are strengthening for each of these children to receive what they need, to feel safe, to feel loved by both parents and by all the parents and the grandparents and the great-great-grandparents, and then all these interconnections that are coming in. And so I talked a little bit about that, you know, like we're spinning and spiraling and nothing is ever the same. And these days, the one thing that we can fundamentally count on is that there is going to be change, because there always is change. And so let's strengthen that change for better. Now, I just want to touch in with you again, Marcy, and just see how you're feeling right now.
I'm at a 3. I appreciate everything you said, and I guess One other concern I have is the new stepfather that's in their life. We've heard some not good things about him.
Okay, so let's just stop because we're on a radio show and we don't want to talk about not good things about people. It's not fair. So, so we're just, you could hear not good things about anyone. And so, it's important, especially in these situations, if you hear not good things about people, that you make sure that you are hearing the truth, right? As much as possible. And I, of course, if these are your grandchildren, you have concerns if you're hearing not nice things about them, but there's also that other aspect of it where it's highly unlikely that you're going to hear highly wonderful things about someone that has replaced your son in some way in this manner. So we're just going to strengthen that. This is between the two of them, actually, and not between the children. And that's what we're going to strengthen, is that none of these children get caught in the middle of a situation that is adult and totally and completely out of their control. And we're just going to strengthen. And we're just going to strengthen them to feel the love of the universe, being able to connect. And these children are very gifted that way, very aware of their awareness, more aware than most adults that I've met. When I met them a while back, like, what I mean by that is they're aware that there's more to them than just this physical body and this physical being, because they've had that shared by their parents and by their grandparents and their family, that they are more than just a body, that there is spiritual aspect to you, and there's a soul, and that we all have authentic desires and wants and needs that we come on earth to perform. And that's fundamentally, we are here for a purpose. And so everybody's here for a purpose of some sort. And so we want to strengthen everybody to be able to step fully and beautifully into their purpose. And just for these little ones, just strengthening that their ability to be able to go inside themselves and be able to find the strength is what's coming up, to be able to work their way through this. And that's what we're going to strengthen. So much of this also, I just want to say, is coming up because in the collective in general, people are feeling this way. And so everything can escalate to a very high level. I'm just checking in because I was correcting a lot here. I just want to see, what time is it, Olivia?
We could take a break in 2 minutes here, or if you want to skip it, that's fine too.
I think I'll take a break because I need to go get a glass of water.
Okay.
I forgot to leave one here. And I just want to check in though with Marcy and just see, like, where are you at?
Well, I said 3. I'm probably a 2 now with the additional what you've said.
When people are at a 2, this is about perception. And so I really like that. I know it can be very challenging when we're in a state of worry. And so many of us are taught as mothers that we, you know, the more you worry, the better off your children are going to be. That's not true. Worrying about them is, there's no magic worry pill.
Yes.
So we're going to strengthen you that you're going to use your computer. And you're going to, every time you think of these grandchildren, you're going to think about them strong, standing strong in their power, hugged by you, loved, and open-hearted, innocent, beautiful children. And that's the energy we're going to put out there. And then we're going to send you and your entire family, all of you, a great big energetic hug. And strengthen for purposeful communication, for this to be resolved with ease and effortlessness to the ultimate good for these children. And so we're going to take a quick break now after doing all that. We'll be right back.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm so happy to connect with all of you. And I want to thank Marcy for calling in and expressing so eloquently how she feels, and I'm glad that we got your number down to two, and that's perception. And so we're just going to strengthen the love that everybody has for children on the earth everywhere, all the babies. Like, and you know, you think about it, like I was speaking earlier about yesterday when I went for the walk and there was this little bird laying there, and those other birds were literally like, you know, trying, get up, you can do it, come on, don't lay there. But it was in shock and it was cold, and because I warmed it up, that's all it took, is just for, you know, it to get warmed up and to not be in shock, and then it could fly again. And so, you know, I think maybe the universe was saying something with that, is that if birds can do it, so can we. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what I've been up to, because I've been so busy in amazing ways. It was a year ago on the 1st of April that I decided that I was going to take this big step, take the certification for the face yoga, add it to my repertoire, and put my programs online. And I made that decision very early on in the year, because when I tested it, it was like, no, 2020 is not a go, 2021 is not a go for speaking engagements live. And so, but when I made that decision, as a choice in how I'm going to do business now, because moving all of this online has been a huge undertaking. And I'm so happy about my face yoga. It's been up, and now that I have the platform, I'm going to make a few changes to make it really easy for people to use and to know what it's about now that I know exactly how I want to do it. I've never taught face yoga before, so I'm giving myself the room to improve my programs as I'm working on them right now. I don't want to limit myself because I said it was going to be this way, or I said I'd have it done at this point. I'm so thrilled because I had no idea when I was working on my landing page that it was going to take me 3 weeks. But my landing page, it turned out by the time I'm done here that I have the Baby Steps program, which is 30 days. And then I have my the foundation program for energetic upgrade call to dance. That is going to be in January. I'm going to start that in January of next year. And that is actually a 9-month program in just 15 to minutes to half an hour a day. And I'm confident that people will have a very strong understanding of how to shift energy after taking the foundation program. And then after that, I came up with this, I think, brilliant idea where I'm having, once you've taken that foundation program, that you're able then to take all, there's 25 other categories there where I really go into how to energetically shift this organ to that organ, or which ones tend to affect others more than others, and which systems, and going deeper into the chakras and where the face chakra, because people ask me this, and how to do face reading and psychosomatically, and how to do body language psychosomatically. And people are always asking me, Claude, and I'm like, hey, I had about 1500 pages of information to choose from and over 400 drawings so far, but it's going to take some time to get this all done. But I'm so pumped because I realize, you know what? I really like doing it this way. And I am really looking forward to enjoying doing it this way. And so it wasn't exactly how I felt last year at this time. So it feels really good to feel significantly better. And so that's my goal with all the programs on Transformation Talk, on The Truth Is Funny on my website, is to keep the body, soul, spirit in mind. And also at the same time, focus on the body for face yoga, focus on the spirit for energetic upgrade. And then with my dragon paintings, I'm now already organized the entire official modern day dragon sayer program almost. And so I have a surprise because I'm working on prototypes for how I want to do the deck. And this is a Tales from the Vector show. But at this point, I don't really have a deck per se because it has changed. I mean, I have it, but like not exactly 100% done. And I was working on, in my deck, I have a ring of time and I have cords that click into the ring of time that automatically speed things up so that you're energetically shifting the past, the present, and the future at the same time. And so we call these cords notes, and the cords belong to the dragons, and they're basically the advice. So these are the cords. This is how they will be, and they will be qualifiers and clarifiers for the major arcana of the deck. And then these ones will be the celestial sisters. And these are old CDs that I'm playing with because that's how I work. That's how I do my work. And I have the different ones for the chakra dragons and then the nuggets of wisdom for the entire deck for the dragons. And so these will have the cord on the back, and that's a surprise too how that will be. So it's just something I've been working on because my goal is to bring out next my YouTube channel. And people are saying, geez, Colette, you're putting a lot of hours in. I want here's my beautiful Stella. She's going to help me out with my plants some more. Hey. And so, yeah, so I'm really, really pumped about it. At first I had a lot of trepidation, like, how am I going to do this? And now I'm really pumped. I'm going to be able to move into doing the videos. And so I just wanted to check, how much time do we have left now?
Before, just about 3 minutes here.
Yeah, cool. So the other thing I wanted to share is that I will be back on social media, etc. I've been working very long hours, and I've had a lot of extra shift happen in my life that I've had to deal with also on the side. Plus, it's income tax time and the books need to get done. So if you haven't heard from me, it's not because I don't want to communicate. It's just that getting all of these programs and getting everything set up is my number one plan right now. And I want to then be able to go paddleboarding. So this is kind of what's been going on with me. Next week, we have Caleb on. And I see he's full of fire, and I'm really looking forward to hearing his show and then Karen. And by the time I come back for my show after those two, I will have all of the Baby Steps video done and be rocking. So that program will be out by the 12th. I'm actually planned to do that video last night, but I ran out of time because I was practicing and my voice got hoarse. So I will do it when these guys out here are finished with the bridge work later today. Thank you for your patience through this whole situation. I will be connecting with you on social media again. I just have not had time to get to that point yet. We'll be right back next Wednesday, 8:00 a.m. Pacific time. Looking forward to Caleb Matthews. Bye for now. Have fun out there.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wonton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week. 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.